far-off place lived a handsome prince with a gloomy face, for he did not have a bride. Oh, he sighed, alas, and he pined, alas, but alas, the prince couldn't find a lass that would suit his mother's pride. For a princess is a delicate thing, delicate and dainty as a dragonfly's wing. You can recognize a lady by her elegantness, but a genuine princess is exceedingly rare. On a stormy night to the castle door came the lass the prince had been waiting for. I'm a princess lost, quoth she. But the queen was cool and remained aloof, and she said, perhaps, but we'll need some proof. I'll prepare a test and see. I will test her thus, the old queen said. I'll put 20 downy mattresses upon her bed, and beneath these 20 mattresses I'll place one tiny pea. If that pea disturbs her slumber, then a true princess is she. Soft and extremely tall, but the dainty lass didn't sleep at all, and she told them so next day. Said the queen, my dear, if you felt that plea, then we proved enough of your royalty. Let the wedding music play. And the people shouted quietly, for a princess is a delicate thing, delicate and dainty as a dragonfly's wing. You can recognize a lady by her elegant hair, but a genuine princess is exceedingly rare.
There are many versions of this story.
I've seen them all. This is the prettiest, but it's not quite accurate. I happen to know the true story of the princess and the pea for the very good reason I was there. It was a small kingdom ruled by a talkative queen and a new king. The princess in the true story was not the only girl put to the test. Actually, she was one of 13 girls. Girls who came to the castle hoping to wed the prince, but who, for one reason or another, were found unsuitable. As a matter of fact, the day arrived at court, they're testing princess number 12. A curious quiz was in progress.
Are you ready for the next question?
I guess so.
The next question concerns famous rulers. Are you quite ready?
Uh-huh.
Well then, name three kings.
Would you repeat the question, please?
Certainly. Name three kings.
May I take the third king first? Well then, the three kings are...
Is this a trial?
No, it's a royalty test to see if she's a real princess.
King John, King Arthur, and...
Does it matter if she's a true princess?
Oh yes, if she's a true princess, then we can all get married.
King Ethelred!
That's absolutely correct.
She's smart, Mama. She's the best one yet. Can I marry her, huh? Can I, Mama?
No, sweetheart. There's still one more question. This test just isn't going to be fair.
It's the law that isn't fair.
Law?
The marriage law throughout the land, no one may wed till Dauntless shares his marriage bed.
Dauntless?
The prince. Until he gets married, none of us can.
You have now reached the seventh plateau, and here is your final question. It is divided into four parts and concerns a famous man, often referred to as the Knight of the Red Cross. Number one, what was his name? Number two, what beast did he slay? Number three, how many rows of teeth did the beast have and what kind? And four, what was the middle name of the daughter-in-law of the best friend of the blacksmith who forged the sword that killed the beast?
One, St. George. Two, the dragon. Three, 12 rows of teeth, and they were made of iron. And four, would you repeat the question, please?
What was the middle name of the daughter-in-law of the best friend of the blacksmith who forged the sword that killed the beast?
The middle name?
The middle name.
The daughter-in-law?
In-law. You have 30 seconds.
Oh, Pat, please, please, Pat.
Do you speak, my lady?
No, I...
20 seconds.
Oh!
10 seconds.
Oh!
I wish her success. She's a pretty little thing.
I'm sorry.
Oh!
Your time's up.
Too bad, my dear, too bad. You do show a certain aptitude. But as far as the true brilliance of royalty, well, I'm afraid not. Remember, blood will tell, and yours certainly didn't tell us quite enough. However, to show there are no hard feelings, here is a nice consolation prize for you. Goodbye, good luck, and get out.
Sweetheart.
Dauntless, stop pouting. Now don't dilly-dally, Dauntless. It's nearly time for your cocoa.
Oh, a night hurt.
So did I.
Why must every princess get the bird?
Just absurd.
I never heard a test so difficult to pass.
Alas, alas, is what I lack, alas, alas, alack.
Throughout the land. No one may wed till ladies are having any. No one is
Minstrel, you are just arrived?
Yes, I am, Sir Wizard.
Splendid, splendid, a new face. Watch closely. I take a perfectly plain piece of parchment. Please notice that it's a single sheet of parchment with no cuts, folds, creases, or concealed pockets. Now,
excuse me, Cardamon. I have to take the minstrel to sign in with the castle steward.
This way, please.
I'm on my way to Normandy. I won't be staying long.
For your father's sake, I put up with a good deal from you. Don't address me as Cardamon in court. Just because your father and I were in show business together, don't presume.
Oh, Sir Harry!
My darling, you missed the test.
Sweet Larkin, my new responsibilities as chivalric knight of the Herald keep me busy.
The latest princess was a failure.
No.
Yes.
Too bad, but don't despair, for we have plenty of time. If a new princess is not found within the next few months, I will go out and find one myself. Or I don't deserve to wear my spurs.
Darling, do you remember the royal joust on Whitsunday when you won those spurs?
Of course.
And you were called Sir Harry, the fairest and bravest knight in all the land. And everyone agreed you had a brilliant future ahead of you, that you might someday be Lord Chamberlain or even Prime Minister.
Well, I don't know about Prime Minister.
And later we all had that picnic on the greensward with the lovely cold feather.
Yes. Yeah.
And you and I wandered away from the others to climb the hill and watch the sun go down.
Yes. Yeah.
And you heard a lark singing in the sky, and you said you'd remember that moment forever because the lark song reminded you of my name.
Yes, Larkin, yes.
And then we watched the sun go down.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to have a baby.
So you see, Princess Verdantis must be found, or soon I shall have to go away somewhere. Oh, darling, I'm so worried. This could ruin you and you'd never be Prime Minister or anything. Say the word, Harry, and I'll go. I'll go far away, though you'll never find me. Just say the word.
No, you'll stay here. Why should you suffer your whole life just because you had a moment of weakness?
Oh, Harry!
We're none of us perfect. Everything's going to be all right.
Thank you, Harry.
It won't be long, it won't be long, it won't, because it can't be long before our dreams come true. Because you know I don't belong, and furthermore I shan't belong to anyone but you. Every small detail.
Come along, darling, don't dawdle. Dauntless, pick up your feet, for heaven's sake, and don't squint. I told you not to look at the sun.
Yes, Mama.
That's better. You once, I've told you 100,000 times, I will not have you playing these foolish games and running around in the hall. It just isn't dignified. We are the rulers of this kingdom, and we must set a proper example for the rest of the court. I mean, what is the point of being a ruler if one isn't going to behave as a ruler should?
Mama, may I say something?
Whatever do you want?
Mama, when am I going to get my princess?
Dauntless, I don't want to discuss that now. It's nearly time for your cocoa.
But, Mama, sometimes I get the funniest feeling that you don't want me to get married.
Don't want you to get married? Don't want you to get married? Dauntless, don't you trust me?
Of course, Mother, but...
Oh, well, then how can you say such a thing? I want you to get married. How many times have I said to you, I want you to get married? Why, only this morning I was saying to your father, I said, Sextimus, I want that boy to get married. It just isn't normal for a boy that age to stay single. And after all, he is the prince, I said. Don't forget that, he's next in line to the throne. I mean, we're not exactly the oldest people in the world. But on the other hand, we are not going to live forever, and I just know I'd feel much better, much easier, and much more relaxed in my mind if that boy were married and settled and set. And that is absolutely verbatim, exactly what I said to your father this morning. Of course, he didn't say anything, he never does, but then you know him just as well as I do. I don't have to tell you how impossible he is. But that's more across the thing. And I don't want you to worry head one tiny bit about the fact that your father and I don't get along. And never have. He makes me miserable and makes me suffer. I just have to put up with it. And I will not allow it to fit my child's attitude towards him or me. He may be a mean, stupid, dreadful, selfish, rotten man. But he is your father, and I want you to respect him. There is only one person who really cares about you and really worries about your health and your happiness and your future. And that's what I'm talking about right now, your future. And I want to make myself absolutely clear. I want you to get married, but I don't want you to marry just anybody. After all, marriage is a lifetime partnership, and I wouldn't want to see my little boy make the same mistake I did and wind up miserable the way I did. You are a prince, and you must marry someone suitable. Someone who is good enough and fine enough and smart enough for my good, nice, sleepy, sleepy boy. And of course, she has to be a princess. I mean, a real princess. That's one thing I absolutely insist upon. She must be a real, genuine, bona fide princess. Just as I was. That is what you really want, isn't it? Someone like me. Of course you do. Oh, God, if I were only 20 years younger. Just remember this, Dauntless. You must trust me. You must have faith in me. You must always... Your Majesty, Your Highness.
Oh, Harry.
Don't interrupt.
Well, Sir Harry wishes to speak to you, Madam.
Well?
Madam, I have the honor to request a perilous labor. I wish to search for a true princess, a princess of the royal blood, one who will suit both Your Majesty and Prince Dauntless.
No!
Mama!
No, no, no. We've been through all the eligible girls of all the neighboring kingdoms. There are none left. We'll simply have to wait until their little sisters grow up. And that'll take years.
But, Madam, I plan to head north, over the mountains.
Over the mountains?
Across the Badlands.
Across the Badlands.
And into the marshland, where the beautiful swamp lily grows.
Into the marshland? Are you out of your mind?
Mama, please!
You won't find anything there except frogs and tadpoles and things.
Mama!
Do you know what the weather there is like?
Mama, please,
do you know how damp and foggy and quiet, humid and oppressive it is out there?
Mama, please, let him go. For me, for me.
All right.
Yay!
Go ahead, it's your silence. Come along, Dauntless, you miss your cocoa.
Goodbye, Sir Harry, good luck.
Don't be afraid, little Larkin. I'll not only bring back a real princess, but one that'll be able to pass the Queen's test.
I believe you. I'm not afraid.
And I shan't be away long.
Only fly as fast as you can, my love. We shall be waiting for you.
We?
You know.
On the face of my son to me forever and you love. It is the way I have it planned, but a lonely stay in love, if the glove contains your hand. In a velvet gown will be coming down.
Sir Harry's perilous journey took 3 weeks, and Lady Larkin had all but given up hope that he'd find a true princess. Then, one sunny morning in mid-April, when the crocuses were just beginning to dot the meadows, the lookout in the North Round Tower spied two distant figures approaching at full gallop. The alarm was spread. Sir Harry is back! Sir Harry is back with the new princess! Now let's see. How does that part run the old story? On a stormy night to the castle door came the last the prince. That, of course, is utterly untrue. It didn't storm the night at all. In fact, it wasn't even night, and the princess only looked as if she'd come in from a storm.
Mama, look! She's all wet!
Actually, I swam the moat, but never mind. If I just stand right here, there's a nice draft. I'll be dry in no time.
You swam the moat?
We tried to stop her, but she wouldn't wait for the drawbridge.
You swam the moat?
She seemed determined to arrive as soon as possible.
We had to get her open, pull her out.
You swam the moat?
Well, right, I was a little anxious. My friend, Sir Harry, he's still out there. He told me he had an opening for a princess, any princess. So I figured, you know, the early bird. Anyway, here I am. So who's the lucky man? Hey, naughty, naughty, is it you?
Hey, naughty, naughty.
Someone's being bashful. That's no way to be. Not with me. Can't you see that I am just as embarrassed as you? And I can understand your point of view. I've always been shy. People I know might deny it. At bottom, I'm quiet and pure. shy. Though a lady may be dripping with glamour, as often as not she'll stumble and stammer when suddenly confronted with romance. And she's likely to fall on her face when she's finally face to face with a pair of pants. Quite often the lady's not as hard to please as she seems. Quite often she'll settle with something less than the man of her dreams.
I'm gonna look in every nook.
I'm gonna look in every nook.
But how much longer must I play with faded breath and hook?
Like her, Mama. She swam the most.
Christ!
It's cold!
Mama, can't I marry her, please?
Marry her? Oh, of course not. When you marry, if you marry, you'll marry a true princess. You'll marry one.
I have the honor to announce the arrival of Her Royal Highness Princess Winifred.
She's a... gone. You're a little late.
Gone?
Yes, she's swimming home. That, Sir Harry, is no princess.
Ah, but she is, Your Majesty.
What?
That one? You jest.
On my honor as a knight, I swear she is. I have her papers right here. Winifred, Princess of Icolmkill, Guardian of the Midcart Serpent, and Warden of the Ragnarok Marsh Lily. The inscription on her family crest reads, D'une sed mele se contra ardinto ito.
What does that mean?
Roughly, if at first you don't succeed...
Oh, never mind!
I like her, Mama. I want to marry her.
No, Dauntless. No, no, no.
Well, Mama, give her a test, at least a test.
A test, at least, Your Majesty.
Yes, at least a test for me.
All right. We'll test her. The wizard and I will put on our thinking caps and we'll think of a nice, fair test, just as we always do. And I'll prove to you that this girl cannot possibly be a princess.
Get her by the leg.
This is her leg.
We'll test her for...
That's not my leg!
How crude! We'll test her for sensitivity. She'll have her test. And she'll fail, just like all the others. Fair and square. Fail what? The royalty test.
Every princess suing for my hand must pass the royalty test to prove that she's a real princess.
What kind of test?
Well, it's always very highly secret.
Well, we'll worry about that later. Right now, I better get out of these wet clothes.
Oh, well then, can I show you part of the castle on the way to your room?
Sure.
You know, you're awfully nice.
You're nicer.
And I like you.
Well, I like you more.
You're good looking.
Well, you're better looking.
Well, you're a better swimmer.
Oh, Your Majesty, I'm so excited. Sir Harry is back. Yes, and he's brought with him a sweet princess. Have you seen her? Neither have I, but I'm sure she's as delicate as an orange blossom. And I'm to be your lady-in-waiting. Sir Harry arranged it. He arranged everything. Isn't he thoughtful? Oh, I'm so excited.
My father expected me to follow his footsteps, but then I landed this jester job and... What's wrong? You're worried? About what? Who? Some lady. Which lady? Two syllables. First syllable. Bird. Some kind of bird. Bluebird. Catbird. Dove. Eagle. Finch. Grouse. Kiwi. Jay. Lark. Lark! Lady Larkin. And? A knight. Which knight?
Sir Harry.
Dust. Sounds like dust. Lust.
Must. Must what?
You're gonna start all over, right? She's in some kind of trouble.
What kind of trouble?
Big.
How many syllables?
The whole thing.
going to have a baby? Does anyone else know?
Sir Harry.
Of course, but does anyone else know besides Sir Harry?
Don't worry, we can keep a secret. The question is, can you?
We know you can't talk. You can't talk, but...
We have only two voices among us, and yet there's a third voice, a voice in disguise. You'll be hearing a trio and not a duet if you listen with both of your eyes. Kindly, with both of your... We produce a unique and remarkable blend when we raise our three voices on high. We're in perfect accord from beginning to the king and the minstrel and all. Yet if one of our trio should ever depart, then the others would languish and die. We're like three different people with only one, the king and the jester and I. Sing hey, nonny, nonny, hey, nonny, nonny, hi, diddle, diddle. Strike up a tune on the... For the bishop declares our behavior is crude as he piously looks to the sky. Cause when we go in swimming, we always go... They're the king and the jester, the king and the minstrel. Oh, the vintner makes wine from the grapes that he grows. 20 barrels were lost last July. Where they went is a secret that nobody... The cook claims she's missing one chocolate cream roll and a fish that was ready to fry. Guess who's dining on pastry and peel it up? Sing hey, nonny, nonny, hey, nonny, nonny, needle and thimble. Crash us, sir, crash on the... Instead of our king that his morals are loose, but the queen is much worse on the sly. Well, what's good for the gander is good for the... The king and the jester, the king and the minstrel.
Papers seem to be in order.
I know. And the worst of it is that the foolish boy actually seems to like the girl. So we must think of a test that looks fair, and sounds fair, and seems fair, and isn't fair.
When you got the idea of testing her for sensitivity, I could have applauded right out loud with exactly what?
Table manners?
No, not good enough. Sensitivity. Sensitivity, sensitivity, I'm just loaded with that. In this one word is the epitome of the aristocrat. Sensitive soul, I'm sensitive.
the blessing,
but also the curse of being the true elite. Common people don't know what exquisite agony is suffered by gentle people like me. Just get your hands off me. Think of a tricky test for that wretched milk-swimming princess.
Madam, may I suggest? Maybe we ought to...
Don't take all night, I'm not well, I need my rest. Not that I'll ever sleep on that lumpy mattress over my back. Sensitivity, bit of royalty, that bed's a torture rack. Oh, I hate to sound grumpy, but my nerves are so dumb.
Young lady.
Why? He never asked before.
He heard you swam the moat.
Is your father anything like your mother? Because if he is...
No. My father is silent.
Oh, I'd love to meet him.
This is Princess Winifred.
Your Highness, the King welcomes you, and he asked me to say he hopes you'll get 100 on the test tomorrow.
Oh, thanks!
Oh, my father never touches his crown to his heart, unless he really means it.
I'll ask him, Dan. The King is mute, or he would speak for himself. He's still under a curse cast by a witch long ago, before Prince Dauntless was born. The curse says King Sextimus will never talk until the mouse devours the hawk.
Till the mouse devours the hawk? Well, can't you find a big mouse and a little hawk?
Well, we tried that once, but the mouse got scared and ran away, and the hawk bit Daddy.
Well, just let me get this test under my belt, and we'll figure out something. Don't worry. Certainly has been a pleasure meeting His Majesty. A short while ago, I had the pleasure of meeting Her Majesty. Now, that is a nice man.
Your Highness, I think you should have that little talk with Prince Dauntless very soon. About, you know.
About what?
Dauntless.
Your father feels he's been neglecting his duty. And now that you're old enough to get married, he thinks you should have a little talk. You know, man to man.
You mean about, things? You mean, now?
Your father says maybe it would be better to wait till later. He says there are a few facts he wants to look up first.
I certainly do like almost both your parents, Dauntless.
Well, we want you to be happy here because we know it's a lot different from what you used to.
Well, it is a little hard making the adjustment to dry land and everything. You must feel like a fish out of water. As a matter of fact, I do. You see, where I come from, we don't have any dry land. Oh, some of the poorer people do, but the nobility all live right in the swamp.
Did you hear that?
Isn't it fascinating?
Tell us about it, Princess.
Oh, I don't like to brag.
Oh, please.
I come from the land of the foggy, foggy dew. Ooh. Walking through the loo. The swamps of home are brushed with green and gold. At break of day,
at break of day,
the swamps of my soul is the beauty of the bog. In my memory, the magic of the mud. I know that blood is thicker than water, but the swamps of home are thicker than blood. Where'er I roam, my heart grows dank and cold. My face grows swamps of home, I hear it calling me now, calling me back, calling me Winifred, 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 Winifred. Who do you think you are? Still in the swamp, you've gone too far. Made of the marshland, give up the struggle. Listen to the voice of the swamp. Blah, 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 blah. Forgotten, though I search far and wide, there is no place as rotten as the swamps of home.
Change
now.
Oh, you do?
All right.
No, Dauntless. It's bad luck to see too much of the bride before the wedding.
Mm-hmm. Hey, lady. Can we show you your gowns now, Your Highness?
Sure.
Now, here's the latest thing from... Notice the fullness in the back, and the window sleeves cut right down the... It's really... You look marvelous on, don't you think so, Lady H?
Stunning.
Perhaps Your Highness would like to look in the mirror.
Does Your Highness have a favorite color?
Well, back home we wear a lot of dark green and earth brown. But I guess my own dress there is my favorite. Raspberry. Tell you what, leave them all. The ones I can't use, I'll send back.
Very good, Your Highness.
Lady H, Lady R?
You cutie.
someone up to do the floor. You're new here, aren't you?
Yes,
well, well, just remember, we're all here to do a job, and your job is just as important as anyone else's. Oh, Winifred, Winifred, you will pass the Queen's test, you will. Mercy, girl, how do you ever expect to clean the floor with such a tiny patch? What you need is a good big wet rag. Here, what's this?
That's my raspberry.
Use this old thing.
Oh, can you possibly know what it means to be a lady-in-waiting to Winifred?
Oh, come on. Move, girl, move. Oh, look at this table. I simply cannot bear to see the delicate beauty of my royal mistress in such a messy place. Get that, please. Quick, 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 quick. Harry!
Your Highness.
How are you?
What?
Oh, yeah. You don't have to go through the motions with me. Say, awfully sorry about, you know, swimming the moat. Hope I didn't make a bad impression.
Not at all. If you'll just give your wet dress to one of the ladies in waiting, she'll see that it's taken care of.
Thanks. It's already been taken care of.
Oh, I see you've met my dear Lady Larkin.
So this is the little Larkin girl.
The very same, Your Highness.
Harry, she's beautiful and a bundle of energy.
When I gaze upon that captivating face, I realize how poor my description must have been.
Sir Harry is not very good at describing people, Your Highness.
Well, he may not know how to describe them, but he sure knows how to pick them. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to return these to the fourth floor.
I've never been so humiliated in all my life!
What's the matter?
I thought you was a chambermaid.
A what?
A chambermaid.
Larkin, how could you? How could you mistake a princess for a chambermaid?
How could I? How could you mistake that chambermaid little nothing for a princess?
Don't say such a thing just because you made a stupid mistake.
I made a mistake. She was on her hands and knees scrubbing the floor.
She's a real lady wherever she was. That's more than I can say for some people around here.
I hate you.
Well, I hate you too.
Get out!
Don't worry, I'm going.
Goodbye!
Goodbye! Goodbye! After all your words, that you should be able to think of something to help get what's a name to sleep. Remember to whip up a sleeping potion and some of that good for the infants, too. And then I took it out of here. Wait, the most important thing is that she's tired out first. We'll have an official ball tonight. We'll make what's-her-name dance until she drops. Now what can we do? You two! Do you know the Saracen Brawl? No, not tiring enough. We can do that new dance, the Spanish Panic. It's absolutely exhausting. Do you know it? Well, it's all the rage in Venice. Everybody listen. There's to be an official ball tonight. You are all to attend. We're going to do that new dance, the Spanish Panic, so you might as well learn it right now. The basic step is lift your skirts, open, close, right, right, right. It's the same as the magic step, only forward. Just that easy. Suppose we all try it. Little steps, open, close, right, right, wrong! Doesn't anyone here know the Spanish Panic?
We do, Your Majesty.
Well, thank heaven someone around here is up to date. Why don't we all watch while court dancers Sir Harold and Lady Beatrice demonstrate? Please prepare.
lost her. All right, I'll help you, Your Majesty.
Had any success?
Well,
I've been here a month and he hasn't caught a girl yet.
I tell you what, tomorrow we'll set a trap.
You exaggerate.
Not a bit.
Not that I'll be able to enjoy any of it, what with my back and the strange nagging pain in my jaw. Oh, God, none of them ever know what I suffer.
Yeah. What was she jabbering about?
She's gonna make us do something?
What? Who is it?
I don't know. My lady, is there something the matter?
No,
We're glad of that anyway.
I was sitting in my room sewing, and I felt a little faint, so I decided to come out and get some air.
I see, you were going to camp for a while. Is there something wrong?
Oh, Your Majesty, Your Majesty. You just don't know. You just don't know. Do you have any idea what can happen in the relationship between a man and a woman? Well, anyway, I'm glad I found out when I did. It's better this way. I'm leaving.
You're leaving?
Yes, I'm leaving the service of the Queen forever.
That's a pretty big step to take all alone.
I have no choice.
You're leaving forever?
Yes.
You'll need help.
Who would help me?
I, my lady. What did you say? You want to take care of the Lady Larkin? Who's going to take care of you?
Chivalry demands we protect the damsel in distress.
If you say so, Your Majesty.
But you'll have to travel light, the way a man does.
That's right. She can go as a boy. We can steal one of Prince Thomas' suits. We'll get those out of the way, and you can go to your room.
No. Anyone, thank you. I can go alone.
Over the wall?
Yes, I can go alone.
You'll be all right once you get past the water rats.
Rats? Rats? Rats!
Oh, yes, they live on the edges of stagnant ponds near the quicksand.
Quicksand?
Beyond the wall, which you must climb. It's 22 feet and cover the slime. Best with spiders. Oh, the spiders are sweet compared to the snakes on the other side.
Oh, they won't hurt you. Unless, of course, you plan to go alone.
Well, if you'd known it was so terrible.
Can you think a second thought and come with me?
I know all the secret ways to get us free. Over the hills and to the open sea.
Then where?
It's April, isn't it?
April?
Normandy is fine and fair. So Normandy is where we'll go.
I can show you a beach where the peach blossom blows. And I know how to beat a man who knows a man who knows a cozy hill.
A friendly place with rows of windows facing the sea. This time of year, the air I hear is rare and clear and warm.
Mustard flowers golden as the sun, where a wondrous thing can happen when the April day is done. There's a moment after sunset when the sky is suddenly green and the world stands hushed in waiting for the first white stars to convene. When you see that emerald sky, you know the reason why. There's not another place I'd rather be.
Keep your Eldorado. And to hell with Burgundy, come fly with me. Come try those wings, come swim for me, have things to do.
Thank you.
do it again. Maybe you can give me a clue.
What?
Well, I know it's highly secret, but what sort of test does she usually give?
Oh, well, with Mama, it could be almost anything.
Well, like what?
Well, let's see. Sometimes it's spelling. History. Literature. Well, sometimes it's a test of strength and endurance.
Aha!
For instance, one time one of the girls was supposed to lift this weight here. I can't even lift it.
Do you want me to pass? I'll pass.
I think you're wonderful.
By the way, I don't think I've ever told you before, but my full name's Winifred the Wobegon. But Winifred's too formal. You can call me by my nickname.
Winnie?
Fred.
Fred! What a beautiful name! So straight, so strong, so you.
I like you, Fred. I like you.
You're just saying those words to be kind.
No, I mean it, I like. I mean I love you, Fred.
He's out of his medieval mind.
I'm perfectly sane and sound. I never felt better in my life. Everybody, 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 come and meet my incipient wife.
She shows you all how strong she is. You'll stand right up and cheer.
F-R-E-D-E-F-R-E-D-F-A.
Coming up with a girl named Fred. She drinks just like a lord. So come sing a merry drinking song. Just as the wine he poured. Clownish when she does her funny pantomime, your sides will surely split.